do this. All right, so let's get back. We got it now. We figured out the scoring, right?
15, 30, 40. And after that is when you win the if you win 40, then you win the point.
Oh, my gosh.
And you have to get 8 points okay. to win the match.
So where are you guys right now and as far as how many matches, how many games?
We're 14-2, the girls. The guys are 13-3.
Wow, that is
We're really in good. Second place.
Okay. When does the season start? When does the season start?
It's sort of while basketball season's going on, okay. like towards the end. So like okay. February, something okay. during that time.
Now, so you're talking about 13 and 14, your second. Now, is there in high school, do you guys do like singles, like one versus one, or do you guys do doubles?
It's two both, versus two? Singles and doubles. Oh, okay. See, I play singles and doubles.
Oh,
I think we
funny.
All play singles.
Oh, do y'all all play singles yeah. and doubles? Okay,
but
so
there's some people that just do singles. But whenever you're in the tournament, you have to choose. You can't do both.
So in the turn, okay, so you're talking about in the state doubles. Tournament?
The district tournament. No, the individuals. I'm only playing doubles.
And I'm only playing doubles in the...
In the district, yeah. So you're in the district tournament. Yeah. You're only playing doubles.
We're already done with our regular season games.
Okay,
I think I'm the only one that's playing singles. Yeah,
I'm playing singles.
Now, does everybody? Is it just like the district? Is it like Huntland and?
No, Huntland doesn't have one. It's okay. We play
so
teams.
Who are the
from
other
like,
teams that? Yeah, who's the
we
other
play teams from like Lewisburg, like
Summertown,
that way.
Oh, okay. So yeah. You're playing just like a bunch of
yeah. A lot of the teams that we play are
Summertown,
pretty far away.
This
County.
Is not like football and basketball. Mm-hmm.
We don't play
district,
anybody from
schools.
Around here. We have to travel like
community or Fayetteville City.
Well, so that they are in. Basically the only ones who have only schools around here that have tennis. Not, teams.
I mean, there is, but they aren't in our like district. Yeah. We play. We had to like travel
like
hour
two plus
and a
hours.
Half, two plus, all like everywhere we go.
Y'all do like a bus or it's like mm-hmm. ooh, actually
yeah.
really?
Yeah, Coach B drives it.
So how many players do you guys have?
Ooh, we have a lot.
Really? How many would you think?
But not everybody yeah. always goes.
Okay. How many would you say you probably have?
I would say on the girls we have at least like 20 at least 15 for sure.
Yeah. Out of all the ones that go and actually are active, it's 24 is what we had the last count. That was all together that was at every practice that needed to be. There's a lot more that actually play, but they don't show up very much.
He's talking about the people that actually
yeah. go. They actually go and stay on the buses and stuff. There's approximately 24.
There's some people that just don't really show up. They're just on the team.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, you're talking about singles and doubles. Mm-hmm. What's the difference? What's the difference?
Singles, whenever you're looking at like a tennis court, there's two lines. And the first line that's in, that's the singles court. The next one is a double, so it can't, like, in a singles court, it can't go outside this line, but in a doubles, it's this line.
Yeah,
singles, you're
so a singles court
it's like
is more
1v1.
Narrow than a doubles court.
Okay, so, the doubles is bigger then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which one do y'all, like, prefer playing in then?
I prefer doubles because it's not as much stress.
I prefer playing doubles just because I trust who I play with, and it just makes it a lot easier on you.
Well, that you don't like that pressure. Just you. You don't.
Singles, I like to be by myself. Like if I mess up, it's putting pressure on me. It's more stressful for me to play doubles.
I'm with Kaylee. I prefer singles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just kind of like it's all like it's if something is to mess up, you know, or go wrong, it's like it's on you, you know. Like you don't have to look at someone like, come on, pick your game up, you know.
Yeah.
Or if you're doing something right, then mm-hmm. it's you know it's yeah. it's you, you know, you're on. It's your game. What has been y'all's funnest game this year?
This season. I like playing Loretto.
Yeah, Loretto's fun. Summertown is fun because of the competition that there is.
Yeah. But Loretto, it's like we're basically like the same team as Loretto, so it's fun, but Summertown, they're like our hardest competition. Mm-hmm. But I like playing Loretto because we don't like them. And I love beating them.
So it's just like a rivalry then. Yeah. Just like, so every game, every match then, like all match, every match that y'all play with them is just like super close then. Do you go like into overtime? I'm sure there's like you just keep going.
Well, whenever you get, if it hits eight, like 8-8, because you have to win by two.
Mm-hmm.
Then if it hits 8 and 8, you have a tiebreaker, which goes, every tiebreaker goes to 10. So it's the first one to 10, win by 2. And if you get 10, like 10 to 10, you have to do another tiebreaker. So it just keeps on and on and on until somebody wins.
Wow. Have you guys been in that situation?
Yes, and it's very stressful.
Does it happen often? Yeah, I was about to say, does it happen often?
Yeah.
Especially with a team that we were like, that we're really close to in the district lineup.
The only teams that we've been really close to is Loretto and Summertown. Everybody else we've just blown out, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Many of the matches that I've played has just been 8-0, and it's not.
Now, do you do, like, the overtimes? Is it a lot of times in singles, or is it
most
in doubles?
Most of the time in singles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It would seem like in doubles it would be really fun, though. Mm-hmm. It'd be really stressful, though, like you and somebody else, though. Is there a particular match that sticks out in your mind? You got what you're like.
The last time whenever we played Loretto at home, and we're not playing with you, whenever I hit that girl. I hit a girl with a ball. And she got so mad, and she was...
Wait, the other team?
Yeah. I didn't know. I, like, hit it as hard as I could, and then it hit her. And that's our point. So we were really excited, but she was not happy with me. And then I did it again, but I didn't mean to.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so
did
they
you still
get
a point
us.
Or no?
Yeah. Oh. That point is yours.
Well, okay, hang on. So here's... Where do you guys play at when we're home?
Lakewood Country Club in Tullahoma. Because we were going to use the Motlow courts, but they wouldn't let us clean them up and use them.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Yeah, they've got those old courts over there. Yeah. They wouldn't.
And then we have the courts down at the Lynchburg Park.
Yeah, didn't they have those
got flooded one time.
Like, oh, yeah, you've got to watch them.
Yeah, and there's only two. It would take like 3 hours.
Yeah, I was about to say, how many 4 hours. Courts? How many courts, if you go to a school, does Loretto and Summertown
Loretto
have their
has
homes?
The most courts, because they play at community college, I think, yeah.
They would play where?
They play at...
Oh, they play
is
at
it
Columbia
State. Yeah,
oh, okay,
Columbia
okay.
State.
Okay, so yeah.
And they have, like, 6-8 courts, something like that. The closest to that would be community with the 6. Yeah, community plays at the rec center in Shelbyville, and they have, like, 6 courts, too.
How long does a game last, then?
It honestly just depends.
Yeah, especially if it goes into a tiebreak, they can last a long time. Mm-hmm. I've been out on the court for like one of my matches lasted hour and a half. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how my last match was for me. I was out there playing for probably an hour and a half.
Yeah, one of Kevin's matches I remember because I started playing, and that match had already been over, and then I was already starting my doubles match, but another game had been right after my singles match. And there was 2 matches done before Kevin even finished his one match.
Whenever I played Lewis County,
played Lewis County.
It was like my score was 9-7.
Yeah,
it went over. Like,
ooh, dang!
And that girl that she played, we don't like her. She is very rude.
Oh, really? Rude.
Yeah.
And you beat her.
It's like an honest game because
I came up like it was pretty close the whole game. Then I came up like way.
Yeah.
Like, you knew, yeah, you knew.
Because the scores is like, it's an honest game. They call it out on their side, and we call it out on our side. So we're the ref. There's no referees.
Really? There's nobody in the middle?
Nope.
What, you see?
It's you. It's an honest
what?
Game. That's why.
No way.
Some people aren't very honest.
A lot of times really? They don't like to be honest.
So the parent, must drive the parents crazy.
Yeah. And the parents can't say anything or you'll get in trouble because it's a quiet game.
If you
game.
Think that they're making bad calls,
you
like after the first or second
out.
Time, you can call the coaches out there to
be
a line judge.
You can be like, we need a line
you.
Judge.
You can ask them if they're sure, and that just makes them even more mad, though.
Yeah, because one time, there's been many times whenever we play the team at Loretto, and I'll be, like, yelling the score, but they're, like, I'll say the score, and then I'll serve it, and then they'll be like, no, you need to reserve it. And I'm like, why? And they say, because you didn't say it loud enough, and that's why I don't like them, because they make up that excuse. They've done it 3 times in one match.
Yeah,
and that's their excuse.
The yeah.
And that's Loretta.
Strict. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
And they're not good at being honest.
But you go to the tournament, though, and it's like that. So you go to the tournament, and it's still that way. There's no refs. Nope. Even on Loretta State?
No, they don't bring refs in. It's an honest game.
It's an honest game. But you can call them in if you need them. Like, if you
You have to confront them about it, or they're just going to keep doing it. So if you say that they're not being honest, and are you sure?
Then
if it happens like twice, and you can call the coach out, and you can, I need a line judge because they're not being honest. Because if it hits the line, it's supposed to be in. But some people call it out.
So who's the line judge then?
If they're serving to you, then you're the line judge on your side. But on their side, they're the line judge. But you can challenge it. And sometimes whenever you know they're wrong and they know they're wrong, they'll be like, let's just replay it. Yeah. Gotcha. So.
Well, it's how you've been on for 4 years, and I want to talk about, like, right now, you guys going to the district tournament. What's the farthest that we've been, the tennis team?
Was it Garrett and Evan last year? Not last year.
Who was it?
Year before last. It was Garrett and Evan McKenzie. They went to sectionals. Mm-hmm. It was right before state. They went to the last round of sectionals.
Does everybody get to go to, like, from the school, does everyone get to go to the district tournament? Or is this just, or is it just like a hand, whoever has the
No, our most team wins goes. Or? Our team, like, to watch them, whoever makes it there?
Or I think it needs to play.
The play. Oh, to play. Yeah, to play.
The whole team goes until the last one's to make it. But, like, if our team, whole team, is there for the team tournament? Is there, like, a state tournament for the team tournament? Okay, so right next week or this week we have the team tournament, but then the week after that is the singles and doubles tournament, which is whenever you get to go to the state tournament. So yeah, Garrett and Evan, made it from the doubles tournament to the state tournament.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and who'd they have to play? Do y'all remember?
No, I don't remember.
It was a very hard. It was close. It was a close match though. Really? So they almost met. They were a little few points away from making it to state. They didn't.
That is so cool. That is so cool that all the different sports that we're getting now, and tennis would be seeming like something would be really fun. Is it more lax with you three? Is it more lax than the other sports, previous sports that y'all have played?
Yes.
Much more.
Yeah. How is it? How different is it?
Well, you don't have a huge crowd that you're playing in front of. It's not really many people go to it, so.
And you said something about, like, not even screaming parents or anything.
You can't, like, it has to be quiet. Like, if somebody outside the fence is yelling during your match, you can call a let, and they'll have to redo the point. Yeah. So you can't be screaming, because one time I screamed and got in trouble.
It sounds like something you'd do.
So, Lucas, what do you think? How is it different for you when you get out there, dude? Compared to, like, when you were, like, in football and everything, like, the pressure and everything.
Well, compared to whenever I was in football, football was never a sport that I was really good at. And I feel like this is more of a mental game than it is all about physical strength. So I feel like that takes some of the pressure off of me. Because I'm not the most physically strong person. But...
I'm trying to be honest here. Like, you know, I think of all the sliding that you have to do, and, like, you know, like, all the sliding, running back and forth. You know, you got that going for you.
Yeah, I'm good at running. But yeah. I'm just trying to be honest on here, y'all. Don't laugh at me.
No, you're good. How does it take, like, hitting the ball and stuff like that? Like, how can I get a really good serve? What has Coach Manny taught y'all? How do I do the perfect serve?
Well, you have to throw it. You have to make sure.
But how, when you throw it up, do you guys not get, like, dizzy when you just kind of, like,
No, you just throw it up, and then whenever it comes to that eye level, you just wham it. That's what I do.
Yeah. It's that easy. Honestly.
Because you get two serves. You get two serves to get it.
So you can do one, like, super fast. Yeah, and, like, that's what I do. Like, I do one as super hard as I can. One, like, super
soft. That's that way you just kind of.
I hit one as hard as I can to see if I can ace them, because then they can't hit it. And then the second one, I just tap it in.
Gotcha.
But I love whenever people just tap it over, because then I just run up there and wham it down on them. Like, you don't need to do that.
What's the speed? What's the average speed, you would say?
Very quick.
Really very like quick. The ball.
Like,
if honestly, you're trying to ace it.
It depends. Oh, whenever I hit it as hard as possible.
Yeah.
It depends. Yeah.
I mean, I've had people ace me with a serve before, and it was moving so fast that I blinked and it was already past me.
What is it on the ball machine? Those, like, what does he usually put it on? Like 60s?
He usually keeps
60s, 70s. 50s. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and that's moving slow.
Yeah, yeah, and that's moving slow.
Really?
Yeah. So we can hit it like 70 miles per hour, honestly.
Can't keep it in.
Not always hitting it, but that's what usually it comes at.
Wow, that's crazy. And what about you guys? Your district, your next district game. Who's it gonna be against? You guys know.
Play Loretto.
Oh, you play Loretto mm-hmm. again.
In the team tournament. What day is that?
Girls play
Monday. Yeah, yeah. Boys here, play. Get the mic so you can. Yeah, advertise this.
So the
tournament. So you guys are first off with Loretto. Then,
yeah.
Is it gonna be at Lakewood here, or is it gonna be?
So Monday the girls will play Loretto at Lakewood at 4:00, and then Tuesday the boys play Lewis County at Lakewood at 4:00, and then Wednesdays are the finals. And we're doing it at a 5-2 format. First of 4 matches wins.
Okay. So instead of
5-2 format. So 5 singles, 2 doubles. Instead of a 6-3, what we usually play.
And the first to win 4 matches.
Yeah, first to get like a total of 4 matches.
I thought it was best 2 out of 3.
No.
This is going to be too much. That's what it is. It's going to be stressful. That's what that means. It's going to be stressful.
Because there's 7 matches overall that we count, so 4 is over half of that.
Do y'all have a bracket of who you would play after this? Not looking ahead too far, but is there a bracket? Do you guys
even
know?
I don't think they've made the singles and doubles bracket yet. They haven't yet. But we play Loretto, and then after that, who plays? Does Summertown play somebody?
Yeah, Summertown will play the number 4. So I don't know who's
Lewis County.
Yeah, probably. Probably Lewis County.
I know
County.
For girls, at least. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
We play
for girls, Summertown will have to play Lewis County. Summertown will definitely win, so then we'll have to play Summertown in the finals.
And we play Lewis County, and then probably Summertown will play.
They'll probably have to play Summertown as well. Because Summertown, if they win against Lewis County, which they have a very high chance of winning, and Summertown will have to play the 4. Do y'all know who that is? And then they'll probably have to play Summertown if they win.
Yeah.
Is this... Now, are you guys in this tournament playing all 1A, or?
I don't honestly know what we are.
Like, you play in the bigger schools, too?
Yeah.
So, you guys do
play. We play Lewis
school.
County, Loretto. Do we play Collinwood? Collinwood.
Yeah.
Yeah, we play Summertown. They're the best ones and by far.
Who?
Summertown. They are hard
Summertown.
To beat. We usually lose 8-0 every single time.
Yeah, so that means like no
good.
One, like, out of all the matches
they've
y'all
all
played,
been
like,
playing
no
since.
They're like
yeah.
professional.
They have,
the guys
they
team
go to
is,
professionals.
The guys' team has come closer than the girls' team has so far, and the guys are looking to get their first win over Summertown.
Yeah, last time we played Summertown, we lost by 1 match, which could have been any of the 3 that we lost, but we had, me and Josh were doing number 1 doubles, and we lost by, it was 10-8, so we lost it in the overtime area, and that was after losing a lead. We were up 7-6, and then they just came back to smack us.
Wow.
Yeah. Whenever the first time we played Summertown, we did okay, better than I thought. I thought we were going to lose 8-0 in doubles, but we honestly did better than I thought, and then last time we played them, I wasn't here. I was on senior trip, so I don't know how that went.
Where did you guys go for senior trip this year?
Orlando.
We went to Universal Studios, and we went to, place called? SeaWorld.
So you guys skipped out on the tennis. Did you go?
Yeah,
I didn't go.
You didn't go?
I
so you stayed and played tennis.
And whenever the
true
whenever
here, true tennis
leave,
player.
Yeah,
you have to move up.
You, leave, you have to move up. So, like, I'm normally number 4, but I was playing, like, number 2 against Summertown. So... And Summertown, number 2 is, like, way, way, way better.
Oh, man. Well, you know, was it fun, though? Did you get the enjoyment out of it, though?
Mm-hmm. We went to Cocoa Beach, too.
You guys have to be, like, the first class who didn't go, to, well, probably. Besides.
And we flew. We flew there.
And you flew.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was great.
Everything's moved up a notch since I've been. Mm-hmm. I would have rather have done that than gone to, Washington, D.C. was just cool to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to do that.
But I was excited to go to Chinatown, but
we No, I wouldn't. You don't want to. Stay away from that. Just go on eBay or something like that. Orlando. So you went to, did you go to the studios?
Yeah, Universal mm-hmm. Studios, SeaWorld. We went to Cocoa Beach. We went to the Kennedy Space Center.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. We went
to downtown Orlando to some museum. That's cool. And then we were at Lake Eola in downtown Orlando. Yeah, Kevin didn't go either. There was like 29 people that went.
Wow. I think the entire group altogether, including the chaperones, was 33 people.
And we had Coach Watt. He went with us.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, mm-hmm. him.
Oh, cool.
Miss Buchanan and Miss Moorhead.
Oh, that's a fun group. Yeah. Coach Watt. That's cool. That's fun. Yeah. Man. I bet he had an awesome time.
He did. He had a blast.
Did his wife not go? Mm-mm. Oh, yeah.
We went to this one place at Icon Park, and there was these swings. You know the swings that spin around?
Yeah.
Those went 450 feet in the air, and we all went on those. Well, not all of us. Did you go on them?
Yeah, I went on them.
Lucas went on them. There were some people that did not want to go on them, and I regretted going on them. It was very high up there.
That would have been cool to have, like, one of those little screens, you know, like, videoing yourself.
We were as high up. I was looking straight across from me, and there was a helicopter.
Mm-hmm. It was the same height as one of them giant sky wheels.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. We also went on the Ferris wheel, which was 400 feet in there.
Oh.
It was scary, especially when you're scared of heights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good to be back on the ground. Yeah, I hate that. Yeah, no way. No. So, what is it? What are some, like, things, like, we're talking about, go back to tennis, and that's cool. Maybe they'll go back to Orlando. Maybe they'll keep doing that. That's fun. But what's some things that you guys have learned through tennis? Like, what are some of the life skills that's one thing I always ask in every sport. And guys, come over here. What's something that you think you take from this? I mean, you talk about how, you know, it's serious, and then Lucas, how some of the other sports are really serious, and then you get into tennis, and like, it's not, you know, it's not that. There's not that intensity. So, like, what are some things like that?
Well, one thing that I've learned is how to control my anger, because with this sport, if you get angry, you get all in your head, and you are not going to play to the best of your ability.
Oh, that's a good one. That's good, dude. Yeah. I get my head a lot. Really? So it's all just what one of you said earlier. It's just like something of the mind. You know, it's all a game.
Yeah, it's
like
a very mental game.
Yeah, it's like all like a really mental. And so, how is it that like if you get angry, you know, because sometimes in other sports, if you get angry, like you know, you can go out there and just like do. But how is that like if it does cloud you, if you do kind of get frustrated, intense? Yeah,
I had a lot of issues with the anger issues whenever I first started. I'd throw rackets, and it was.
Let us know how many rackets you've broken.
I've broken a total of four, and then one day I about cracked Josh in the head with one because I was frustrated and I slung it, and it went right by his face, and it helps because when you get mad, it's not like you know football. You can go out there and you just hit somebody and call it a day. No, you start hitting the ball and. Nothing goes in, and you lose just as fast. So you got to keep a cool head, or you're gonna lose.
Wow. Yeah. So you got to keep your focus in. It's not. Yeah. It seems kind of like in golf, like you can't get frustrated and just like you know. I don't know if you guys play golf, but you just can't whack it and just go every you know go crazy. And it's same way. I've never played tennis before. Who does? Really, tell us, what are his strategies for this?
Oh, okay, well, if you're standing, and you're at the net, you're playing the net, and it goes by you, his word is, you had one job. That's all I remember. I heard it the other day, Kerrigan, you had one job. Yes, that is it.
And that's how you get focused, and that's how...
That's not how it calms me. Honestly, I just...
He says it in a
joking I don't really get calmed anymore. I just hit the ball as hard as I possibly can.
Okay, so he's just like joking. So he always keeps it in a fun... He keeps it fun then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He keeps it fun.
Yeah, it's not like other coaches where they're just screaming at you. Coach P just laughs, and he's like, well, You had one job.
So that makes a difference when you're when you know that he's really laid back, and but I know that he loves and supports like what you guys and everything that y'all do, and like he puts in a lot of effort.
Yeah,
I mean I've had conversations with him, so I was gonna say, man, that didn't make any sense. Like, I didn't. That's so cool. That's so cool. So, you guys have got it. Your next game, so for everybody, your next game is going to be at Lakewood. Mm-hmm. Now, is this like restrictions for people to for people who would want to be interested in coming? Is there any COVID restrictions? What?
Everybody can come.
Anybody and everybody come on.
You don't even have to pay to get in.
You don't even have to pay to get in.
No, you just sit there and you just got to show up.
You don't have to pay to get in. No parents are yelling. No, nope. You know,
it's just peaceful.
Peaceful.
You get
kids.
To see the people golfing.
Oh yeah,
we and have you know music.
Yes. Oh really?
We play music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
Morgan Wallen most of the time.
But you gotta watch that because we've had a few
not
teams.
During the team, not oh, during the game, right?
We play. It's like really quiet though.
Oh okay.
It's just for the people on the side.
Oh okay, gotcha.
Well, we had one match, and we playing on the very far court. Me and Josh, and the other team was livid about it, and they. Got a point taken from us because our music was too loud.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That was against Summertown.
Oh, well, you get too excited sometimes, you know. That happens. But you know what? What I love about it is that, it's free. No parents yelling. And you know what? Kids just having fun. And I can tell it, like, on your faces and everything. Like, you guys, you know, probably in the other sports, more serious and everything. But this sport, I can tell, it's just like you're having fun. Mm-hmm. And to see kids happy, and that's what it's all about. So, little Fanning, take us away. You close this down.
All right. This has been Kerrigan Fanning, Kevin Myers, Kaylee Taylor, Lucas Beaver, the seniors of the year.
All right. Thank you. Thanks,
good night,
everybody, for watching the Big Ben Show. Yep.